Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Michael Schechter asks, what do you want for Christmas? When our son was young, there was a treasure hunt for the last gift. The first clue was lodged somewhere in the Christmas tree, and the note inquired, bingo, bango, where's the mango? Why did we have a mango? I'm not sure. But it became an article of faith that we should always have a mango at Christmas so we could start the treasure hunt every year with bingo, bango, where's the mango? Tucked underneath the green fruit, another rhyming couplet with the next clue. What the anvil, what the chain, check the Jordan picture frame. And behind Michael Jordan rising to win the slam dunk competition was another rhyme. And with each clue, a small kid would scurry from room to room, from clue to clue, until some hidden gift would be revealed. What do I want for Christmas? Do you remember that clenched fist excitement? The fitful failure of easy slumber? And how you woke up too early to find a sympathetic parent? Somehow we were always surprised. I remember waking up some mornings with the weight of a Christmas stocking on my ankle. And we contented ourselves with whatever Santa had slipped into our stockings because we didn't open presents until after the waffles. Dad cooked the waffles, pretty much the only thing he ever cooked. That waffle iron was a family heirloom. When we plugged it in, half the block's lights would dim. What did we want back then? Decks of cards, Civil War soldiers, games, baseball stuff. Once, it was Tommy by the Who. I was older then, at a time when a flannel shirt was more likely than a water pressure plastic rocket. And I never hear that album without thinking of Christmas. What do I want for Christmas this year? Less things, more memories. To lie on my side on a couch staring at a Christmas tree, and the Harley Davidson ornament that reminds me of my dad, and the frosted glass ornaments that remind me of my mom. And I'll wonder whatever happened to those little pine cone elves that fill my brothers and me with hours of make-believe. How about some cookies carved from cutters to make reindeer and dinosaurs still warm from the oven with a mug of cold milk? My grandmother always sent our family a box of Florida oranges. When she passed away, the tradition passed to my mom and dad, and every December we'd get that rectangular box with green foam rubber cutouts that held the fruit. With the pace of approaching Christmas, the box of oranges was almost an afterthought. With our parents gone, my brother David continued the simple gesture, and of all the material gifts of the Christmas season, it's that box of oranges that has become a symbol of our family's togetherness, even when we can't get together. The simplest things are often the things we need most. A handshake, a high five, a hug, a crowded kitchen. What do I want for Christmas? Snow to soften the sounds of the city, and a pretty Christmas song on guitar. Just to remind me that Christmas is not a time when we get whatever we want. It's a time to be forever thankful for whatever we have. This is Lynn's Bin on 93XRT.